This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. The enforcement agencies have made a record seizure of over 4,650 crore rupees before the first phase of polling for the 18th Lok Sabha elections commences on Friday. Election Commission has said this marks a sharp increase of over 3,475 crore rupees seized during the entire Lok Sabha elections in 2019. The Commission said 45% of the seizures are of drugs and narcotics. It said the seizures have been possible by comprehensive planning, scaled-up collaboration and unified deterrence action from agencies and proactive citizen participation. Election Commission stated that 100 crore rupees seizure was made each day since 1st March of this year. The Supreme Court on Monday granted no relief to Delhi CM and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in the excise policy scheme case. The top court issued a notice to the Enforcement Directorate regarding Kejriwal's plea, challenging the Delhi High Court order on his arrest and remand. The matter now has been scheduled for April 29. Kejriwal is currently lodged in Tihar Jail. Kejriwal moved the Supreme Court on April 10, a day after the High Court Delhi dismissed his petition, saying that he conspired with others in the case and was actively involved in generating the proceeds of crime. Arvind Kejriwal was arrested by the ED on March 21, hours after the High Court refused to grant him protection from coercive action by the Federal Anti-Money Laundering Agency. In the spirit of Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat and promoting the amity amongst the people from different parts of the nation, Himachal Divas was celebrated at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar on Monday. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnaik, and the First Lady of the State, Anagha Parnaik, interacted with the people from the state of Himachal Pradesh who are serving in Arunachal Pradesh in various departments and agencies. The Governor said that celebrating State Foundation Day of other states facilitates in meeting and knowing the well-being of the people rendering their service in the state. He said that such initiatives promote goodwill amongst the people. Chief Minister Pema Khandu appealed to the people of the state to restrain from violence during the election, replying to a question by media persons at Teju regarding the death of person at West Kameng district in election-related violence. CM Khandu condemned it and said that the law enforcement agency is investigating the case. He also said that he already spoke to the DGP regarding the death of a youth identified as Tenzing Libaso, who died in a violent clash that broke out at 14th Mile Labour Camp in Khagok village in Tenga in West Kameng district at around midnight of Saturday. Khandu reiterated that Arunachal Pradesh is a peace-loving state and elections should be held peacefully. He also said that Arunachal Pradesh is known for peaceful coexistence of all communities and youths of the state should take the election in a positive way, refraining from violence. Assamese people residing permanently or temporarily in Arunachal Pradesh will get PRC from Assam government. Addressing media at Teju, Lohit district after an election meeting, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said that he was requested by Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu and DCM Chawna Man about the PRC issues faced by Assam origin people in Arunachal Pradesh, and Assam cabinet has already decided that PRC will be provided to all Assamese people residing in Arunachal Pradesh. Sharma also said that Assamese people of Arunachal Pradesh will get all the benefits of Assam government. 21 retired judges of the Supreme Court and High Courts have expressed concerns regarding the escalating attempts by certain factions to undermine the judiciary through calculated pressure, misinformation and public disparagement. In the letter, the retired judges of the Supreme Court and High Court said that such actions not only disrespect the sanctity of the judiciary, but also pose a direct challenge to the principles of fairness and impartiality that judges have sworn to uphold. Chief Minister Pema Khandu appealed to the parents and family members of drug addicts to treat the addicts as patients and not to look down as an isolated part of the society. Replying to a question about the drug addiction problem in the state after an election meeting in Teju, Khandu said that drug addiction should be treated as a disease and proper rehabilitation should be provided. He also assured that if such families have financial issues in getting treatment for drug addicts, the government will provide financial help. He also requested all the parents to come forward and fight against drug addiction in a unified way. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.